The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3470. We're going to continue our series of looks ahead at 2024, talking about live action series and what the strikes and the various comments made by Disney's CEO Bob Iger mean for the way that we will be getting Star Wars content on Disney Plus in the foreseeable future. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So for 2024, we have currently two live action series that we expect to show up on Disney Plus at some point, though, as of the date of this recording, which is January 2nd, just the day before we're releasing the episode. We don't have any confirmed dates. We don't even have a confirmed quarter at this point. But The Acolyte and Skeleton Crew are the two shows that we expect to be seeing on Disney Plus in 2024. At one point in time, and we've talked about this previously in the podcast, we thought that Skeleton Crew was going to be the one that showed up first, that was further along, comparatively speaking, in the production process compared to The Acolyte. But when we saw them at Celebration last year, we saw a 2024 date applied to The Acolyte, no date applied to Skeleton Crew, which was really weird. And then rumors kicking around later in the year that Skeleton Crew would arrive in late 2024. Now, if you were to ask me when I thought they were coming out, if you were to ask me to be a betting person, I would say that The Acolyte would be late Q1, early Q2, and that Skeleton Crew would be late Q3, early Q4. Those would be my guesses. And the reason why I think that is because looking at the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we're getting a live action series, Echo, that's based on the character that we met in the, what was that other series? The Hawkeye series, that's where she was. Yes, so that series is actually debuting about a week from now. And then in Q4 of this year, we're gonna have the Agatha Harkness Darkhold Diaries thing, which is a spinoff from the WandaVision series. So that's coming late in the year. And it's hard to imagine a world where Disney would release a Marvel live action series and a Star Wars live action series at the same time now if they didn't have to. And certainly it seems like they don't want to, particularly when it comes to just producing content in general. We talked last year a number of times about how during the investor calls, Bob Iger kept talking about wanting to essentially slow down the production of content and also cut the costs of the content that they're producing for Disney Plus. So, you know, they had times where they were just completely packing the schedule over the past couple of years, and it looks like for the foreseeable future, they're not going to be doing that anymore. So yeah, they would need to space out those kind of major live action releases. And so that's why I wouldn't expect to see Echo overlap with The Acolyte. I wouldn't expect to see Skeleton Crew overlap with the Agatha Darkhold Diaries. And as for other series in development, I feel like it's worth continuing on talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because as a comparative, we've heard of so many more cinematic series from Marvel, and yet we haven't heard very much about any other series coming from the Lucasfilm folks. It's actually kind of startling. But when you think about the fact that Disney seems to want to slow down their release schedule with these live action series, it seems like we're not going to hear about any new series in development unless it's just a rumor, basically, maybe for this entire year, because they've got The Acolyte, they've got Skeleton Crew, and then if you look ahead to 2025 and you consider that, you know, they may just want to do two live action series a year and that's it, well, that for 2025 would be Andor season 2 and Mandalorian season 4, which is currently in production right now. Both of them are, actually. So ta-da, that takes care of 2025 right there. So maybe we might hear about a season 2 of Ahsoka if they decide to do it, and that probably wouldn't come out until 2026. And if there is a Mando season 5, that would also be 2026 at the earliest. And that timetable would actually work out okay if the December 2026 movie for Star Wars in theaters is the Dave Filoni Mandoverse movie. Then yeah, everything kind of potentially lines up very well for something like that. Ultimately, though, by the end of this month, we should know when the next Star Wars series is going to debut on Disney Plus. I expect it to be The Acolyte at this point. It should have been Skeleton Crew. Don't know what happened behind the scenes, and maybe someday we'll hear something about why things have changed somehow. But yeah, be that as it may, until then, I think we can keep an eye out for The Acolyte and announcements about that, which is going to be very exciting, especially coming on the heels of what should be the completion of Wave 1 of Phase 3 of High Republic Storytelling. So there you go. That's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast. If you have enjoyed the podcast, whether for a day, a week, a month, a year, or nearly 10 years that we've been doing this, I hope you will consider sharing this podcast with fellow Star Wars fans, friends, family members, whoever you know that like Star Wars, please consider sharing this as you like on your social media channels, over potlucks and picnics and whatever other occasions you have the opportunity to tell somebody about a cool Star Wars podcast they might like to check out in 2024. And if you also think of it, I hope you consider leaving a rating or review on the app of your choice. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.